You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I'm going to give you some of my intuitive reactions to the Donald Trump speech that he gave in Dallas. And this is really a continuation of yesterday's show when I pointed out that what Mr. Trump needs to do, and really it's a gradual process, but he needs to add to his, first of all, his stump speech, as well as add to his website positions on issues that are a concern to the American people. And I suggested that one area that he could do this in is tax policy. Well, he didn't do it. He did somewhat tease and say, well, I have a debate coming up. Everyone knows that. And I think the word has gone out, and we don't know what the other candidates are going to do, but several of them probably are going to go on the attack, and several others simply are going to lay back and hope that they can distinguish themselves or differentiate themselves from the Donald. Now, I've heard Mr. Trump's speeches several times, and that's probably why I didn't have that positive reaction this time that I've had in the past. Because I've heard his act, and it is a very entertaining act, but, you know, it's like seeing the same movie over three or four times. It starts to wear thin unless it's one terrific movie, and as much as Donald Trump is entertaining, I certainly wouldn't pay to see his speech more than once. So why one time is more than adequate to get the impression, he's going to have to do something about that. And he's aware of it. He made the point that every time he gives a speech, the media shows up and they're filming it. And why? And he understands. Remember, he had one of the most successful shows on TV. And it had a long run, 14 years, and they wanted to renew it. So he's very much an entertainer, besides being a developer or builder. But the point he was making, that every time he does a speech, whether it's in Dallas or in a smaller city or town in either Iowa or New Hampshire, the press shows up because he is the story. He is the front runner, and he's going to have to change his speech. Now, to some extent, you can change the order because his style is somewhat stream of conscious, like mine. And I'll say up front, I don't have a teleprompter, and I don't have a script, and I just talk. There's a difference, though. I can't give that same talk every day. It doesn't work. Now, I try to use bits and pieces of some other shows. I'm guilty of that, and he's guilty of that. But your audience is expecting something new. You can't give the same analysis, the same opinion, the same comments over and over again. So I was very much disappointed, but not totally surprised, that he didn't really add anything new that I could see. I know he wants to build a wall. I would like to see, you know, since he's a developer, show me a picture of the type of wall you want to build. It's going to be so beautiful that your name might go on it. Well, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. Show me the wall. You see, I think you don't need a wall, and he knows that. There are places along It needs to start, obviously, at the Pacific Ocean in California, actually in the ocean. It continues to the Gulf of Mexico on the Texas end of it. And there are portions that are literally impassable. But I'm not buying that completely. I've heard that story, too, from the gentleman that dropped out, namely Rick Perry. What I'm looking for is, and I've always been looking for, is two fences separated by a highway or a road. I prefer a highway. Well lit, well patrolled, with surveillance cameras, and we don't have one. Oh, we have bits and pieces of it, but if you actually look at video of the bits and pieces, you see wide gaps, holes all over the place. We don't have one continuous fence, and a wall would be more expensive. So let's see some pictures. Or sketches or anything. You need a visual, Mr. Trump, because it's getting old. You're going to build a wall. Okay, I can go online and look at the Great Wall of China. And some people have done that and added the name Trump. There have been some creative people making it look like a casino-type wall. But I'm not impressed with that because let's get serious for a moment. We have had an invasion of this country that continues today of 30 to 50 million illegal aliens either crossing that border or overstaying their visa. You need to roll back that invasion, and you need to be specific how you're doing it. And the only way you're going to accomplish that, Mr. Trump, is go after the employers. I haven't heard you say one word about that. Not a single word about the fact that the primary reason the illegal aliens are coming here is to get a job. And we have literally tens of thousands of employers that are employing illegal aliens today. And until you start making those businesses, and they're primarily businesses, but also governments, until you start arresting them and making clear to the American people, as well as those businesses, that that's what you're going to do, I'm not impressed. Because you are going to get the question, and you already have gotten the question, well, how is this going to work? And the number they use is 11 to 12 million. I'm sorry, but the number is somewhere between 30 and 50 million. Now, I don't think it's that hard. If you can't get a job here, you can't get welfare here, you can't get an education here for your children, and you can't go to the emergency hospitals in every community. In other words, taking the American people for a ride, suckers, then you're going to go home. And that's what needs to be done. You need examples made of businesses in every city and town that have employed the worst offenders. And you give fair warning, starting at a date certain from here on out, if you're employing illegal aliens, we will arrest the owners and the managers, the executives of those companies. That's if you're serious. You say you're serious, okay, lay it out. Now, you see, you do have an immigration paper, position paper, but the problem has been neither the Bush administration, a Republican president, nor for that matter, Barack Obama, have given the resources to the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency to really enforce immigration law. And that's what the American people want. So right now, you own the immigration issue. I'm hoping for one or more of the other candidates to sharpen their rhetoric and challenge you on your position, but specifically give their method of stopping the invasion. And you got two problems here. You got to stop the invasion. Securing the borders, that's the phrase used. Well, I've heard that for 20 years and they haven't stopped the invasion. Actually, I've heard it for 29 years. So I'm not convinced. You're going to have to lay out a deep, detailed plan. Not only have a position paper, details on it. And it has to be persuasive. See, right now, you're you're like a rock band that has a hit tune. So people are going to go wherever you speak to hear your stories. But I don't want to hear the same rock tune over and over again. And that brings up what I was thinking. I said, you know, there's a song that really, I think, maybe should be your theme song. Because I was listening closely. And yes, you have some specifics. I'm not saying you don't have any specifics. You do have specifics. And you made the point that you should have competition across state boundaries for insurance. I think that's an excellent point. It's not original to you, but it's an excellent point. What you really need is tort reform in many of these states, including the one you live in. And New Jersey's pretty bad too. But I want to play a song that I think really captures your tour and your stump speech. And the group is The Loving Spoonful. And I'm going to play the first song, and at the end of the show, I will play My Dilemma, and it's from the same group. So, Do You Believe in Magic is the song. And I know some of you, this was way before you were born. This is probably what your parents, in some cases, grandparents were listening to. It's a famous song. It was very popular then, and that's in 1965. So, 40 years ago, when Donald Trump, I think he was going to Fordham University, and I wasn't far away from him. I was going to the uptown campus, at least initially, of New York University. Fordham is not that far away. Actually, you could walk it. It's a long walk, but it's a decent walk. And this is probably the song that Donald Trump heard. So I'm going to play it for your listening pleasure.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. You believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, it'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try.
Well, that was The Loving Spoonful, 1965. It was a very much a hit song, and the group went on to play a number of other hits. And I think that's my candidate for the Donald Trump tour. That's what I'm calling it, the Donald Trump tour. The city and towns across the United States. And I'm impressed. The American Airlines Center, if they fill the seats to the rafters, and apparently they did, I've heard people that were there that said that's what they had to do, holds about 20,000 people. There have been press reports that the number was closer to 16,000. I don't know. I wasn't there. And the video that am including on this blog post, and let me point out before I forget, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop show is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. If you go there, at the very top, you'll have links usually to the latest 60 to 80 shows, and at the very bottom of the page, you have links to all my shows, and in between, you'll have my show notes, some of the material that I looked at in preparing the show. The big thing that I did preparing the show was to listen, and it's a little over an hour. I heard he went speaking for about 90 minutes. Most of the YouTube videos are about an hour and 10 minutes, and it was very much, I've heard several of his other speeches, so it's the same speech. He does change the order. That's understandable if you don't have a prepared text and if you're not reading from a teleprompter, and I agree. Reading a speech is boring, and I've sat through a couple like that. It's deadly reading it, and I can be fairly good reading it, but it takes a lot away from it. It's not as spontaneous. But I've heard these stories before. And yes, he dropped some names of people in the audience that he was familiar with. That's fine. But that's what I call name dropping. It might impress the local audience, but it doesn't impress the national audience because they don't know who this person is. And even if when he gives some background, okay. I guess what I'm trying to say is Donald Trump has a problem, a challenge, a real challenge. He's the front runner. He's getting all the press attention, all the media attention. Because I guess there's a sense now, and I've heard several people say this out loud, he could win. He could win. I'm not as optimistic there. I know he wants to win. I'm convinced he wants to win, unless he's a great actor, and maybe he is. And he made several statements that I think were to the point. He's spending money, folks. He's actually probably hurting his business interests. I don't know if that's a fact, but I could see where it could. So if he doesn't win, he doesn't get anything out of it. He's right. He's very much results-oriented, and that's one, I think, of his attractions. I'm a doer. I can get it done. I build buildings, and I'm going to build a wall. That impresses people. What doesn't impress me is when you don't deal with the concerns, the major concerns, of the American people, and that's jobs, jobs, jobs. It's the economy, stupid. Jobs, jobs, jobs. I want to hear specifics and how you're going to change the direction of this country. Repealing Obamacare is an obvious first step. There's no argument there. You know, over 55 to 60% of the American people, poll after poll, don't like Obamacare. And you're somewhat preaching the choir. I understand that. I'm all for health savings accounts. I'm all for trying to increase competition across state lines. Great ideas, but they've also been around for years. I'm also for tort reform. I didn't hear much on that, but maybe you're going to add that later. But you need to have a position paper. You need to spell this out. And you go to your website, it only has one position paper. A good one, not perfect, but good, impressive. But you need to lay out this, and you have staff. It's not like you have to write the positions papers, but you need to tell the people that work for you, what do you want to do? You see, one of the problems I have, especially with the, not so much Donald Trump, but with the other candidates, is these are career politicians. And they know they have to have positions on a number of issues, and they got to be prepared to answer questions on the issues. Healthcare is definitely an issue. Illegal immigration, thanks to Mr. Trump, is an issue. So if you're a candidate, you better have specific recommendations or proposals or plans laying out what would you do. And that's what I'm expecting the moderators of this debate, you, Hewitt, and whoever the other person is. And I've been listening to you, Hewitt, his show. He's invited all the Republicans on. He really loves Donald Trump in the sense that every time he has him on, his ratings go up. And that currently is the attraction of Donald Trump. That's why radio shows as well as television shows want him on, especially if you know in advance he's coming on. But Hewitt, he's part of what I call the Republican radio establishment, has had all the candidates on and has asked them questions, some the identical question. He is into, what are you going to do to replace the Ohio-class submarine? Well, I think that's an important question, but most Americans are not thinking about the Ohio-class submarine. The problem is, Mr. Hewitt, the American people want jobs, and government spending's out of control. And guess what? Defense spending is going to be looked at real close. And yes, we need a replacement, but we need innovation. We need a better idea to accomplish the same mission. And I'm sure some, maybe not all, but some of the candidates are going to get that question. Some will be prepared, some won't. I think that's a little bit getting into the weeds, quite frankly. Because until you deal with out-of-control spending, everything should be on hold. We need to cut government spending, and I mean real cuts. We need to close departments. And I'd like to hear all the candidates' views, including Mr. Trump. Are you going to close any departments? Are you going to close any agencies? Which ones? How are you going to limit the size of government? How are you going to pay down the debt? What are you going to do with a really outdated income tax? Are you for the fair tax? Are you for the flat tax? What are you for? I'm waiting, Mr. Trump, and so are your supporters. Now, here's the dilemma, and here's the other song. And I post the lyrics, and you can listen to them and read the lyrics at your leisure. Did you ever have to make up your mind? That's the problem that I have and the American people have. they have to make up their mind. So let me play this, and I think this was 66 or 67.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up a wall and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Sometimes it's hard to take the money. We tear down New Hill and plenty of money. And just when you think she's the one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind. Pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Better go home, son, and make up your mind. Then you bet you better finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one cry. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
Well, that was The Loving Spoonful, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? And that is the dilemma facing the American people. They have to make up their mind. I've made up my mind in this sense. I won't vote for any Democrat, period. And I won't vote for any establishment Republicans such as Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, John Kasich. They're out. And some of the other candidates, I don't really think I have a prayer. Lindsey Graham, by the way, is out as well. He's at zero. He's not going to go anywhere. And like I've said in an earlier show, I think about seven of them are going to be gone within 30 to 60 days at most. For the simple reason, they're not getting any traction. Now, some of them are fairly good. But here's the thing you got to figure out if you're a candidate. What is your pathway, not to citizenship, not to legal status, but to victory? You got to have a strategy. You got to have a plan. And now you got a challenge. You got a challenge from Donald Trump. Donald Trump has a problem, has a weakness. He likes to tell stories. But he's getting a lot of criticism. Who from? Conservatives, libertarians, classical liberals, people that want limited government, not big government, people that are tired of the fact that the real problem that we have in the United States is we have bought and paid for politicians. Now, Donald Trump is trying to make the case, I'm rich, I'm really rich, and I can't be bought. Fine. I can go along with that, but tell me specifically what you're going to do, for example, regarding taxes. What are you going to do in terms of out-of-control government spending? What are you going to do to reduce the national debt? Now, you have made clear that I believe you would rip up the so-called Iranian nuclear deal. I frankly think, and that's just a case in point, the American people, the reason why they're, especially former Republicans and even current Republicans, are truly upset with the leadership in the Senate and Congress for not defeating this. They're not fighters. Are you going to ask for the resignations of the majority leader and the House Speaker? And who would you replace them with? That's a question I think I would ask. You keep saying they're stupid people. Okay, who are the stupid people and what are you going to do about it? Remember, these people are elected, whether you like them or not. And I don't particularly care for either McConnell or Boehner. I would broom them or fire them, but the problem is I can't. It's up to the people of that state. Are you going to go to that state and campaign against them when they're up for re-election? Boehner's up for re-election, by the way. So we need more specifics. Magical thinking isn't going to work. It might work to the crowd. You can always play to your audience. But there's a wider audience that was not in that arena. And I could have gone to that event. I had no interest doing so. The simple reason, we're over 13 months away to the election. And I think it's about 8 or 9 to the convention. This is way too early, folks. And I'm hoping that the debate tomorrow between the candidates will flush out some of these answers to these questions, not only from Donald Trump, but from some of the other leading candidates, such as Ted Cruz. You see, if you ask me right now who's your first choice and who has been your first choice all along, well, initially it was between Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And both had, I had big reservations about them because while they're good on illegal immigration, they're not very good, as far as I'm concerned, on legal immigration. And neither of them are. But unfortunately for Rand Paul, he got a rather low rating. I think a D+ from Numbers USA. That was enough for me to cut him from my short list. And I'm still not convinced about Ted Cruz. He got, I think, a B or B+. I point that out for the simple reason, let's say we do actually secure the border, whether it's a fence or a wall or however we do it, we actually secure the border. We stop the invasion. And then we roll back. The illegal aliens are here. That would be an accomplishment, because that's what the American people, the majority of American people want. They want all the illegal aliens here to please go home. Get in their trucks, cars, vehicles, whatever they're driving. If they have wives and children, put them in the truck, car, and drive home. Or get on a jet plane and go from wherever you're from. That's what the American people are demanding. And if they don't can't get a job, can't get welfare, can't educate their children in our schools, and can't use the emergency rooms for medical care, that's what they're going to do. That is my plan, and it's not difficult to explain, but you got to implement it. And you have to convince the American people that you're going to do that. You're not mentioning an important part is the employers. There are laws on these books with stiff fines for employers that hire illegal aliens, as they are in Mexico and the other countries around the world. And that's what the American people want. They want the laws of the land enforced, and that means more resources dedicated to the immigration customs enforcement. You got to dramatically increase them, and part of your plan does that, but I think it's not enough, because you're not dealing with 11 or 12 million, you're dealing with 30 to 40 million. The illegal alien problem is not going to be solved in a month, a year, or for that matter, 4 years. Because this invasion has been going on for, like I said, for 29 years. Now, the real flood started about 2000, 2001. It became very noticeable in Texas at that time. And even though the average apprehension rate, with the excluding the Obama administration because they're paying politics, it bounced around, but it was about a million a year. But that meant 3 to 5 million got to sanctuary cities. And I agree with you. This sanctuary city thing has to be stopped. Americans are dying, being killed by illegal aliens that commit crimes. So you're strong on immigration. You could be a lot stronger, a lot more convincing, and it doesn't take that much time. And I think the next one should be taxes, which I said yesterday. Now, I gave what I would call a long interview answer, but you need to boil it down. How do you boil down the fair tax, or my fair tax less? I can do it in less than a minute. How would you like your gross pay to be your paycheck? With the fair tax, that's what happens. How would you like to receive every month from the federal government a check for $1,000 if you're an adult, American citizen, 18 or older? That will get cheers. How would you like to do away with having to file an income tax return? How would you like abolishing the IRS? Well, that's what the consumption tax does. Do you want to stay with the current income tax, or do you want fair tax less? I'll tell you, the crowds would be cheering. They would be on their feet. Didn't take much time, and I could get it sharper, but that's spontaneous. Yeah, I can give the analysis and the details, but I can also put it in a stump speech format, which fits with your style. And that's what you need to be doing. You're not doing it. Telling war stories and dropping names of your buddies, and I know the greatest negotiator, it's not a nice guy. Well, that might play for the crowd for a while, but it's going to get old. It's going to be stale, because remember something, and I think you understand this, anything you do is on YouTube. So while you had 20,000 people in Dallas actually there, there were millions more watching it on TV or going to YouTube at their convenience listening to it. So yes, you're going to have to change your stump speech. You're truly going to have to make it better. You better talk to your producer advisors. You can't give the same show over and over again. Because what happens? People stop listening. And then what happens? The ratings go down. I think this debate will have upwards of 30 million people listening. This is the perfect opportunity to spring something on your competition. Announce something. I prefer that you say, I'm for the consumption tax, the fair tax, because you would be leveraging the fact that you have people in Congress as well as people across this country that favor the fair tax. You would get more people flocking to your candidacy. And that would dismiss some of the critics that say, not only you're not serious, you don't give specifics. You're telling war stories or business stories. You don't have war stories, but you're telling business stories. See, I used to be in sales, and all my clients were businesses. And yes, you got to be persuasive. And yes, many times, many times, I was repeating the same presentation over and over again. But it's just like a play, a Shakespeare play. The people in the audience are hearing it for the first time. And you got to do that performance over and over again. But there's a change today. And that's the internet. So you're going to have to polish your stump speech. Get a little tighter. I would definitely keep it under an hour. And you need to focus it. Focus it on the issues that are a concern of the American people. And you know what they are. It's jobs. So I need to wrap up the show. So I hope you all listen to the debate tomorrow. I don't know who's going to win. My favorites are Trump, Cruz, Ben Carson, and Scott Walker. And I'm looking for a good performance out of hopefully all of them. So stay tuned. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.